All right, let's get started for this training school lesson on tonight, and I'm looking forward. I always look forward to getting the scriptures, but these lessons I'm looking forward to discussing because I think it'll help all of us out, especially with the things that's going on in the days that we're living in and the things that we're experiencing. And so let's pray, and then we'll jump right into this. Father Yah, we just bless your name as always, and we honor you, and we seek your wisdom, and we just thank you for the opportunity to be in your presence. Right now, we just declare that everything that you reveal to us, that we will put it into action. We always acknowledge the Son of Yah, that He is the avenue by which we all have access back to you. And we just bless you and thank you for your Spirit. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen. Alrighty. As we well know, there's a lot of things going on in the world on today, and specifically I want to talk about the things that that's going on, as far as, you know, what we've been hearing about, you know, different things within the so-called body of Christ. And I want to just give you some scriptures to look at, in order, in order to understand, you know, just some things, and to give you, or I like to say us, because I like to say us, I just do. To give us an understanding of some things by being able to examine the scriptures and know what the scriptures say about certain things, and from that point we can look at the scriptures instead of just specifically being judgmental based upon things that that's out there, things that are being said. There's a lot of information coming out about certain preachers. There are a lot of videos that are materializing of things that's being done, even in churches and things like that. And so people are, people are coming, and so I've just been kind of just seeking Yah, saying, okay, what should be our approach as a church, and deal with this, deal with these things. And so, we understand, as far as the scripture is concerned, that Yah will deal with us as His body, and from Him, from Him doing that, then we can expect that to happen to the world itself. And so there's a lot of things that's coming out, or may have the appearance of coming out, and different things like that. And so how do we handle it as a church? Okay, that's what I want to take a look at, as far as the scriptures are concerned, because anything we do, we want to make sure that we handle it scripturally. And so that's what I want to do. And so we'll launch from 2 Peter chapter 1, and we'll We'll just start at verse 19, okay? 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. It says, "We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in our hearts." Okay, now, what is important for us to understand is that the light that is being referred to, that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn, and the day star arise in our heart, mental disposition. And then verse, you see as it, after the word hearts, it has a colon, which means that in order to know what the prophecy is, and the light that shineth in the dark place, is for us to knowing this first. First thing we need to understand, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. So when we look at things that's done outside the scripture, any prophecy that's given, then we have to understand that there's a possibility that people may be given their prophecies based upon a private interpretation of things. There are certain things that I don't know, although there's a lot of information out there, and you know, I've shared some information, and I give my reason why I've shared some information. But at the same time, I'm careful about taking heed to everything that people are putting out there, because we can be duped into spreading something that someone else has put out there just to get clicks and to try to boost up their podcast or whatever, and in doing so, boosting their podcast, I mean, that's money. And so people's motivation, even as far as the news is concerned, they're not motivated to tell you the truth. They're motivated to tell you something that's going to get the ratings up, whether it's true or not. And so we live in this world today. So everything we hear, we cannot take it face value, but we have to be patient and allow things to come out and to be exposed if it can be, and for the facts to come into play. And then once the facts come into play, then we're able to make decisions or judgments based upon the facts that come into play. But what I like about the scriptures, verse 20 again says, "Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation." That's the reason why I always say to you is that if you ever hear me say, "Well, this is what I believe," or "This is what I see," or something like that, then I am now going against what the scripture says, and you are now listening to an idiot. There's no private interpretation. That's why I make my best effort and encourage every preacher that's connected to the ministry to make their best effort to connect the scriptures to the scriptures. And, I can't say this enough. We're constantly learning. And I say this all the time. I've been at this for 30-some years, and I'm still learning. And so, the thing about it is, if we come into understanding that that we interpreted it wrong, then we'll make adjustments and say, "Hey, y'all, this wasn't right. I've done that before." And so we just want to make sure that we're we're allowing the scriptures to be inspired by Yah. Thus, verse 21, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of Yah spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. This is what the issue is. There are so many people that's making comments and being judgmental about things, and they're not holy people moved by Yah. They're just doing it to try to put information out there. They don't really know if it's true or not, but if that's something that can draw us to their page or podcast or, you know, Facebook, YouTube, whatever it is, then they're going to do whatever is necessary for them to accomplish their goal. And so the scripture makes it clear in verse 19 through 21 how the scriptures are understood and how they were brought about. They were men who were moved by the Spirit of Yah. So since they were men who were moved by the Spirit of Yah, Yah moved them to give us information on how to determine, based upon the information that's out there, if it has the potential or if it is accurate or not. Okay? Now, we'll move into the next chapter and we'll start to look at this now. So Peter gives an understanding in chapter 1 of 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 through 21, that men of Yah spake as Yah moved them. And then immediately he goes into talking about men who are moved by who are not moved by Yah, that release information. Verse 1, he said, but there were false prophets also among the people. There are men who are inspired and moved by Yah, men and women, who are inspired and moved by Yah to reveal certain things. On the other hand, there are men and women who are false, that move and give information. So verse 1 says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies. Now when we look at heresies, we obviously understand it deals with the scriptures. It says a choice, a party, disunion. Okay? Disunion. And so so when we look at heresies and it deals with disunion, then there are people, even with the things that I mentioned earlier, that are out there giving information, just bringing about a division to a certain perspective. And we got to be wise enough to know when we are looking at someone who the enemy is using to divide us, or something that Yah himself is doing to expose some things. Okay? And so, again, it says that there are false prophets also among the people, verse 1, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. What Paul is showing us is how to identify false prophets. And in other words, if we consider what these men who were moved by Yah, Peter being one of them, as we're reading what he had spoke about, then we are able to look at the example that he gave in order to determine when we're looking at a false prophet? First of all, it lets us know that a false prophet doesn't necessarily start out that way. But these were false, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them. Okay? So one of the ways that we can determine when somebody is teaching heresies is when we start to hear them denying things that the scripture clearly states. I believe Revelation talks about lukewarm. You got a lot of false prophets now who now have denied the Lord who bought them. How do they deny? Through the things that they teach. You don't have to necessarily hear them say, I deny that Jesus is Lord. What they say is manifested that they're denying that Jesus is Lord or that Yahushua is Lord. And so we have to be wise enough to understand what these heresies are. So when you listen to a preacher and he's asked things about certain lifestyles of people according to the scripture, and then they'll make statements like, you know, we're constantly evolving and things like that, then that is something that goes clearly against the scriptures, because we're not evolving into something. The scripture has laid it out plain concerning the certain lifestyle of people. So if you hear me now starting to contradict what the men who wrote these things were inspired to write, then you're now looking at a false prophet. It don't matter how I started out. Him that endure to the end shall be saved. All right? And so these are things that we start to look at in order to determine these things. And what the scripture points out is that these false prophets will always bring destruction upon themselves. If you watch them long enough, they're going to keep doing enough stuff to bring about their own destruction. Alright? And what the scripture points out in verse 2, it says, and many shall follow their pernicious ways. Now when you look at pernicious here, pernicious ways mean ruin or loss, damnable, destructive ways. Okay? And that's what we have to be careful about, getting caught up into crowds or things happening that appears to be godly because it's a crowd. Because the scripture let us know that many follow their destructive ways. In other words, they do destructive things, yet people constantly follow those things. Touch not thine anointing. The prophet can do no wrong. And that's the mindset of people. Why do you think I always tell you that, look, if you ever see me not lining up with the scripture, or if you ever see me start going contrary against the things of God, don't follow me. Don't follow me. Find you somebody else to follow. I don't want to hear you talk about no grace and all that. Well, we just gonna follow him by grace and hope he changed. No, I'm headed for destruction if I operate according to what the scripture says, a false prophet. And if you follow me, then you're following my destructive way. So what you think going to happen to you? You got to work your own salvation out with fear and trembling. And you can't now allow me to put you in a position where your salvation is in jeopardy because you follow my pernicious ways. That go for anybody else across the board. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Watch these people. Watch me. Is the truth evil spoken of? If you ever hear me speaking evil of the truth, you now listen to a false prophet who has left the Lord who bought me, who paid the price for me. So it don't matter how I start out, it's how I end up. Y'all hearing this now? Okay. Verse 3. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. That's why Psalms 37, let me pull it up here. What time to pull that up? That's why, I'm in Proverbs. Ain't no 37 in Proverbs. See, I said Psalms and then, Psalms 37, verse 1. That's why it says this. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut off like the grass, and withered as the green herb. I don't have to bring nobody down. Y'all said it's a law in place that if you're evildoer, I will bring you down. This is written by men who were moved by Yah, so you can guarantee it. So everything that is happening is either a lie, or everything that is happening is the word being fulfilled. Now, I'm going to teach you how to see if Yah is exposing all this stuff or not. Alright? I'm going to get out of Psalms 37 now. Now, verse 3 again says in 2 Peter 2, it says, and through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you. In other words, these false prophets, their primary goal is to get your money. That's why it's difficult for me to stick buckets in your face. I want you to have the heart of God, the heart of Yah, to just obey the scriptures. And men who were moved by Yah say Yah loves a cheerful giver. Give based upon that. That's why I always make the statement, whatever you do is enough. Because Yah wants you to do it willingly and with a cheerful heart, which is willingly connected. That's all he wants out of us. But false prophets will merchandise you. False prophets will use feigned words. What are feigned words? Let's look at it. Fame, molded, artificial, fictionist. False prophet will use certain words during every service to try to prop you up to give your resources, merchandise. Y'all say, I'm going to judge them. Psalms 37, fret not. You've been sitting around seeing stuff for years. Fret not. The judgment of Yah is at hand. Yah is judging his house. And since Yah is judging his house, everything that is not lining up with Yah is going to be judged. Alright? Now, how do we know when we run into this type of false prophet? How do we know when we run into false teachers? Men who were moved by Yah taught us how to know. In other words, we have to be wise enough to know what the scripture says in order to determine when we're looking at a false prophet. And I gave you a nugget a few minutes ago. I said, in a nutshell, that we can determine a false prophet based upon certain things that we understand about the scriptures. I'm trying my best not to just name names and different things like that, but y'all know what's going on. And so I'll go down certain paths without going too far in order to get my point across. I don't have to see a bishop go to a party in order to determine if he's a false prophet. The scripture exposes false prophets. Because I've been to parties. So has Christ. I have had fun at parties. I can show you videos of my own birthday party, me dancing with my grandkids and all that. So how do you determine me being at a party and someone else who's at a party? How do you determine which one of us is the false prophet? Because if you go by everybody else's interpretation of what a false prophet is, if we go by everybody else's interpretation of what righteousness is, instead of what the men wrote to determine what righteousness is, then we all missed the mark. So what's the difference in seeing me dance and a false prophet? How do you know? Let the book tell you. Ooh, that preacher was cussing. Man, that ain't no man of God. What is cussing according to the scripture? Or does the scripture say cursing? Have you ever done a study on the word cuss, C-U-S-S? You figure out that certain words are classified as cuss in one country and is classified as something else in another country. So do we go to hell in one country and not in the other country? How do you determine what is righteousness? You do it by the scripture instead of your own stupid private interpretation of what righteousness is. Until I get away from my own stupid impression of what interpretation of what righteousness is. Lord, you got to get out of you in order to see how God sees it so that you can determine what a false prophet truly is. So let's let the men who were moved by the Spirit of Yah tell us what a false prophet is. Verse 15. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Got a question. When you see me at my birthday party dancing, Can you determine what's going on inwardly with me? Am I enjoying myself and my grandkids, or am I living like the devil? Am I a ravening wolf? In other words, a wolf pretends to be something that is not. And I tell you the truth, I'm the same everywhere I go. I dance in the church. I dance at a party. Wherever you see me, if I'm feeling good and having a good time, I will dance. I will sing. So ain't nothing going on in me that you ain't going to see on the outside. Because I'm the same everywhere I go and I ain't got nothing to hide. A ravening wolf has something to hide. I'm trying to teach you how to say a false prophet. Beware a false prophet which come to you in sheep clothing. They look the part, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Remember I told you that the scripture teaches us how to know when we're dealing with a false prophet? Look at their history. Look at the history. Look at the history of the bishops and the prophets and the teachers. Look at the history. Do you see a pattern of something wicked going on or always around these individuals? When you see that, looking at a ravening wolf according to the scripture, that comes in sheep clothing like they are part of the body of Christ, the sheep of Christ, the children of Yah, but inwardly they're a whole different thing going on. So the scripture said, look at what materializes to determine. Know them by their fruit. Verse 16, ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns? In other words, can you how can I put this? Can you squeeze watermelon juice out of me when I'm a peach? Can you go pick a pomegranate off of an apple tree? Verse 16, do men gather grapes of thorns and or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. It's drama. Is around long boss all the time, it's because long boss is bearing the fruit of drama. It is what it is. Have you ever heard anybody accusing me of stealing? Because I don't steal. But whether I'm caught or not, if people going around saying, you know what, every time you look around, that boy is involved in some kind of drama that's associated with stealing. Why is he always being questioned every time a bank is robbed? They don't ever catch him, but why is he always being associated with bank robberies? When you look at the pattern of my life, whatever fruit I have bear all my life, you will see it manifesting in my life. How do you know false prophets? They brought a fruit of one. Listen to what they say. If the scripture clearly says one thing, that because the scriptures are inspired by men who wrote these things, and then you have someone, I don't care how well known or unknown they are, that's making statements that's contrary to the scripture, you are now looking at a false prophet. And if you follow that, you're following the destructive ways of that false prophet. Wide is the gate, broad is the way that lead to destruction. Many be there that go in thereat. Straight is the gate, narrow is the way that leadeth to righteousness, and few be that find it. So the scripture tells us, verse 17, even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Look at the life of us men and women who you are listening to, and see what fruit that is growing on our trees. The fruit that I bear, you will see. If I'm a bank robber, you're going to start seeing some stuff that's saying, you know what, I think Pastor Boyle's the one robbing the banks. If I'm a liar, you're going to be saying, boy, every time I get around Pastor Boyle, he be telling some lies. I'm a better fruit of what I am. I hang around sinners. So I have a problem with a preacher hanging around sinners. I hang around with sinners. But what is my fruit bearing from hanging around sinners? Am I hanging around the sinner to be a light to draw them into the kingdom of Yah? Or am I hanging around with sinners because I'm just trying to be a part of the clique? What fruit am I bearing? What fruit are you bearing? That's why I always make the statement that I never judge anybody. I say, but when they show me, I believe it. That's the fruit. Show me your fruit. I say, oh, that's the kind of tree you are. When I show you my fruit, you say, oh, that's what kind of tree Pastor Boss is. I see them fruit falling off that tree. Don't go by what everybody else say about somebody. Go by what that somebody is revealing to you themselves. Because they're going to show us. You're going to show who you are. I'm going to show who I am. All of us going to show what we really are. We're going to bear the fruit of what's in us. So I love this book. I don't need to go on YouTube to determine if somebody's a false prophet. I just watch their fruit bearing. Now, I'm going to say this without throwing out any more names, because it's just not, I don't have the liberty to do that at this point. When you look at the controversy that's going on concerning certain preachers, and I'm just going to say it plural, isn't it strange that for decades, for lack of a better way to put it, isn't it strange for decades for them to be associated with the very thing they're being accused of. That there has been a constant association with these things. Even when there are interviews that has been done on certain networks and things like that, you can hear these individuals say certain things that let you know, wait a minute. Sound like you're endorsing some stuff with the words that you say. But then you turn around and try to be slick and say, no, you misunderstood the words that I said. No, we didn't misunderstand you. You said what you said. And it was just straight down the middle. Your goal was not to offend anybody. So I said what I just heard the Spirit of Yah say to me. The things that's coming out now, is not the beginning. It's the end. It's been going on. Go check the fruit the past 20 years. It's been going on. I'm talking about the false prophet has been manifesting. It's just that we were caught up in their pernicious ways. So what we're looking at is the end of this here. Now, everybody's saying, yo, 2024, things is really going to start happening. 2024 is the beginning of all this stuff coming out. No, 2024 is the end. And I don't know how long that end gonna take. This ain't no beginning, it's the end. How do I know that it's the end? Let's go back and look at what I taught you. Verse 3, and through covetousness, 2 Peter 2, verse 3, and through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now judgment of a long time lingereth not. They've been doing it. So that's the end. And their damnation slumbereth not. Y'all said, I'm bringing the drama to an end. I'm not exposing it. I exposed it years ago. You've been talking about it for years. Now I'm finalizing it. I'm going to remind you, then I'm done. Psalms 37. To show you that this is the end. Not the beginning. Stuff not finna come out. It's been out. Verse 1. Psalms 37 verse 1. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. I don't know about you, but because of the understanding of the scripture. And I'm going to encourage you and say by faith you understand it too. You've been watching evildoers for years. These people, and I'm not naming any of them, I'm not saying anyone specific. I'm just laying out the fruit that I've seen all these years to know that there are people whose end is at hand that has been an evildoer for generations. Think about it. Controversy always surrounding them because that's the fruit bank. Verse 2. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. We are now in the day of the soon. Yah, in all of his loving grace, has shown mercy upon all of us, and neither one of us is perfect. He will give us time to repent of our iniquity. And if we don't do it, we're going to soon be judged and cut off like the green grass and wither like the green herb. I tell you the truth, and I'm done. If I'm not operating in righteousness before Yah, I want him to wither me away. Cut me down like the green grass. I don't want to be inwardly a ravenous wolf. Cut me down. And anyone who operates as a false prophet, Yah, cut them down, just like you said you would. I don't have to bring no preacher down. Yah is well able to do it all by himself. All right, I'm done. Any questions or comments? I'm finished. Okay. Well, my prayer is that you now understand how to look at false prophets and understand when you see one, they will bear the fruits and let you know without a doubt. Ain't nothing wrong with you. You see what you see. That's why the scripture says, judge not, lest ye be judged. For what measure ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Says, how can you cast the splinter out of the mote out of your brother's eye when you have a beam in your own eye? First, cast the beam out of your own eye so that you can see clearly how to get the mote out of that brother's eye. In order for us to see the true fruit of an individual, we have to be able to see clearly. I say it again and I'm done. That's why I make the statement. I never judge anybody. But when they show me who they are, bear fruit, I believe it. All right, I'm done. Father, y'all, we just bless you for allowing us to see what men who are inspired by you has said about the false prophet, so that we can see them clearly, because they manifest the fruits that are inwardly in themselves. We don't have to put no fruit on them. All we have to do is let the fruit grow. And when they show us who they are, by the grace of Yah, we believe it. And we know that your word will continue to be fulfilled. Either they'll repent and get back to the Lord who bought them, or they'll continue in their destructive ways and bring about their own destruction. Either way it goes, Father, we know that you are the source to bring it about. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen.